Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. We are headed into Fair Week. Today is the first day of the Cass County Fair, as all of our exhibits in the static come in today to be judged. We will have youth bringing in projects all morning and all afternoon to visit with our static judges in project areas such as photography, food and nutrition, clothing, STEM, ag, and mechanics, and our bucket of junk projects will also be arriving today to be judged. A reminder, if you're out and about today, in the foyer of the community center starting at 10 o'clock today is the food sale. That's right, all of the items that our 4-H'ers are bringing into the building to be judged, all the things that the judges sample will be on sale for the public. And of course, that sale will change throughout the day as different items come in and are sold. So if you're looking for a good selection, you might want to stop by a couple times during the day. We also will have the food truck available outside the community center for folks coming in for judging, as well as for our judges. If you're near the fairgrounds, you can stop by and grab a bite to eat. This evening, preparation day, when we will get the rest of the fairgrounds ready for fair. And then bright and early tomorrow morning on Thursday, 7:30 a.m. begins where our livestock weigh-in as the swine come onto the fairgrounds. We will be checking in the majority of the livestock throughout the day Thursday. And then at 5 p.m. tomorrow, the fair opens to the public with our community's exhibits opening here in the building tomorrow evening at 5 p.m. Little Miss and Mr. Contest kicking off at 7 p.m., followed by King and Queen Contest at 7:30. Our senior recognition and other awards will be given during intermission of the King and Queen Contest. And then the 4-H Youth Council is hosting the movie Sing in the outdoor show ring at about 8:45 or whenever it gets dark enough. So lots of great things going on at the Cass County Fair. Stop by the food sale today and then stop back tomorrow to see how all of the static exhibits did and kick off the fair with the crowning of our royalty and the movie. Other events going on throughout the week of fair are Beef Are the Last Animals to Come on the Fairgrounds Friday morning. And also Friday morning, we start our first two livestock shows with the Rabbit Show and the Horse Show. Dog Show is at noon on Friday in the Outdoor Show Ring, and the Clover Kids Animal Show follows that. In the Community Center, come Share the Fun at 5:30 p.m. with our 4-H'ers doing their talent show skits. That night at 6:30 is the mutton busting in the grandstand and then the bull riding at 8 p.m. Saturday is our sheep show and the pet show. We also have all of our communications exhibits going on in the community center at noon on Saturday. Our meat and dairy goat show that afternoon. And the evening entertainment is the Lucas Oil tractor pull and the local truck pulls to follow. Sunday, we have our swine show in the morning and the poultry show over by the poultry barn. Decorator showcase going on in the community center. Feeder calf show that evening, as well as a county fair church service. And then our horse fun show kicks off at 6:30 that night in the horse arena, and our grandstand starts at 7 with local dance and gymnastics performers leading up to a comedian up by the garden. And finally, the last day of shows at the fair is Monday, the 31st. We start bright and early with our beef show, followed by Best of Iowa in the community center. Rotary watermelon feed will be by the outdoor show ring at 11 a.m. in conjunction with the beef show. That afternoon, our livestock judging competition will be going on in the outdoor show ring. We will wrap up the fair with the style show and building awards in the community center at 4 p.m. The parade of champions, wood carving and bucket of junk auctions in the outdoor show ring at 5:45, followed by the grand champion beef selection. Come out and have some fun in the grandstand that night as you watch the youth mud volleyball tournament at 8 p.m. And of course, wrap up fair Tuesday morning at 8 a.m. with the livestock sale as our local businesses come out to support all of our livestock exhibitors at the fair. Of course, throughout all of the days of the fair, we have lots of other exhibits going on with the kids barn, the commercial commercial barns, carnival, and more. And of course, don't forget to stop by the fair food stand, the FFA food stand, chuck wagon, and the mobile food truck. All of those help support the fair and keep it free. You can find all of this information and schedule on the Cass County Extension website, or you can stop by the office here on the fairgrounds to pick up a printed copy of that schedule as well. We hope to see you out at the fair this week. Until next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.